Joining me now, retired U.S. Army Colonel Lawrence Wilkerson. He was Chief of Staff for Secretary of State Colin Powell from 2002 to 2005. Your reaction to the reaction today, do you feel as if we've made progress as a nation in reckoning with this period, or are we back where we were 10 years ago?
I think the latter, Chris, because I don't think, even though this might bring a modicum of accountability to some of the people at the top, some of the people you've named, I don't think anything really will be done. So whatever punitive effect there is to it will be whitewashed, will not be accomplished. And as for lying, let me tell you, I've been watching it all day, Chris. I've been watching people like Phil Mudd and John McLaughlin, whom I spent so much time with, I grew sick of them, getting Powell ready for his presentation at the United Nations. Phil Mudd, I remember him coming into the Waldorf Astoria hotel room where at 2 a.m. in the morning of that morning, 5 February, I was taking things out of Powell's presentation that connected al-Qaeda with Baghdad. And Phil was frantic trying to get it stuck back in, and even went and woke George Tenet up in his hotel and tried to get George Tenet to make me stop doing it. And then to hear Phil Mudd come on TV and talk about so calmly how competent and how wonderful this program was and how it worked and so forth, it almost made me sick to listen to that going on. These people lied in my presence. They lied to Condi Rice. They lied to Steve Hadley, Condi's deputy at the time. They lied to Rich Armitage, Powell's deputy. They lied to me. People like George Tenet, John McLaughlin, they lied about the mobile biological labs. They lied about connections with al-Qaeda. So for them to sit there and say that they didn't lie to the Senate Select Committee or to the House Committee, it's absolutely absurd.